One of the most responsible things you can do as an adult is to become more of a child. Honor this incarnation and be fully alive. A special kind of freedom is available to you if you're willing to take the risks involved in getting it. The freedom to wander where you will about life's terrain, to make all your own choices. Live. Be yourself. Enjoy. Love. These are the keys to staying on the path. To change yourself, look at what you fear and what you hate, and start there. Your circumstances do not determine what your life will be. They reveal what kinds of images you have chosen up until now. There are limits to material growth, but there are no limits to inner enlightenment. Within you is the kingdom of serenity that can create all of the prosperity that you would ever want. When you know that you are in charge of your intentions, then you will come to know that you are in charge of your entire world. Jealousy is really a demand that someone love you in a certain way, and you saying, "It isn't fair," when they don't. It comes from a lack of self-confidence. If you refuse to change your job, if you don't like it, the only other thing you can do is practice loving it every day. The only difference between a flower and a weed is a judgment. Send out anger and impatience, and that's what you'll get. Send out love, and you'll get back love. The more you extend kindness to yourself, the more it will become your automatic response to others. Observe yourself and others in this nutty world, and then decide whether to carry around anger or to develop a sense of humor that will give you and others one of the most priceless gifts of all, laughter. No one, regardless of how much he or she wishes it, can put understanding into another human being. Understanding can only come from doing. Life presents itself to you and asks nothing of you. You can take life and swim deliriously through it, or you can fight it. But when you elect to spend your time fighting it, you can't use the same time to enjoy it. I can assure you that once you no longer need the lessons in your life that unpleasant events offer you, you will no longer have these events. Those who seem to cause you the most anguish are those who remind you of what you feel is either lacking or wanting in yourself. The more you stop to observe and learn from animals, the healthier a philosophy of life you are likely to have. Your joy is divine, and so is your suffering. There's so much to be learned from both. I remember a wonderful poem from William Blake. He said, "Man was made for joy and woe, and when this we rightly know, through the world we safely go. Joy and woe are woven fine, a clothing for the soul divine." When you argue for your limitations, all you get are your limitations. A lot of people have bumper stickers that say, "This is the first day of the rest of my life." I prefer to think, "This is the last day of my life, and I'm going to live it as if I don't have any more." You're always alone, but you're only lonely if you don't like the person you're alone with. The in unconditional means not judging. Your love is located within you. It is yours to nurture and savor. It is yours to give in any way you choose. This is true for others as well. If someone you love fails to return the love the way you would like it returned, that is the other person's choice. It doesn't at all detract from your love. People generally stop having hurt feelings when they realize that those feelings can no longer be used to manipulate you. The measure of your life won't be in what you accumulate. It will be in what you gave. You must come in contact with the empty space that lies within, not the form that encapsulates it. When you think positive, happy, loving thoughts, there's a different chemistry that goes into your body than when you think depressing, negative, anguishing thoughts. The way you decide to think has a dramatic effect on your chemistry and on your physiology. Your miracles are an inside job. Go there to create the magic that you seek in your life. Your right to swing your fist stops with my right to have my nose shaped the way I want it to be shaped.